Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The storm won't come. The storm won't come. I'm longing for the storm. But the storm.
From newsounds.org, welcome to another edition of the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. Richard Thompson has had a long and prolific career in music. It began just over 50 years ago with the English folk rock band Fairport Convention. Rolling Stone magazine calls him one of the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. The LA Times refers to him as our greatest living songwriter after Bob Dylan. His latest album is called 13 Rivers, and it's largely an electric band project. But Richard Thompson is going to give us some solo acoustic versions of a few of those songs today, beginning with this one called The Rattle Within.
Holy man, savior from the dance with the devil. Jesus, savior from the bottle of gin. Voodoo, savior from a sleepwalk woman. Who's gonna save you from the rattle within? That voice might come when you're taking your pleasure. That's might come when you're resting your bones. Seek you out if you're sad or smiling. Track you down when you think you're alone. Just when you think that your horses are running, just when you think that you're fixing to win, there's that's a wandering deep inside you. Who's gonna save you from the rattle within? Save me, save me, save me from the rattle within. Your shirt and he wears your shoes. He's living there inside your skin. You've got notions and he's got notions, but who's gonna save you from the rattle within? Now a man's got muscle and he's gonna wrestle, but when he gets to where he ain't gonna win. Who's gonna save you when the tank is empty? Who's gonna save you from the rattle within? Just when you think that your horses are running, just when you think that you're fixing to win, there's that wandering deep inside you. Who's gonna save you from the rattle within? Save me, save me, save me from the rattle within. Now, holy man, save you from a dance with the devil. Jesus, save you from the bottle of gin. Voodoo, save you from a sleepwalking woman. Who's gonna save you from the rattle within? Who's gonna save you from the rattle within? Who's gonna save you from the rattle within?
Richard Thompson, live here in the studio with The Rattle Within, which is one of the songs you'll find on the new album called 13 Rivers, which comes out on September 14th. Richard, great to have you back with us.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks so much.
I was really curious to see how you were going to do that live, because the version on the record is really driven by drums and percussion, it seems, and you're playing an electric guitar, but it's kind of spare and sharp-edged and pointy, and this almost makes it sound like a folk song.
Well, it's more like a folk song if you strip away, you know, the drums. The drums are expensive anyway. Who needs them? And structurally, it's very much like a folk song.
Right, yeah. Which I didn't notice the first time, you know, listening to it as a band song, but it even has that thing that we hear in so many folk songs where verse one comes back and is your concluding verse as well.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
So when you were writing the song, did it sound like this, or was it closer to what we get on the record?
I probably had a band performance in mind for this song. I did see it very much percussion-driven, kind of percussion and voice mostly, which I think it ended up being a bit like that.
Yeah.
And we tweaked it a bit as well, that there's a bit of kind of distortion and stuff that sneaks into the record. You're always looking for the best way to present a song, and sometimes you move things around and tweak things.
And sometimes one song will demand a band, and other songs will suggest that maybe a simpler
Absolutely,
acoustic.
Yeah. I think if a song's any good, I think sometimes you can do it multiple ways, you know.
Right. So with this album, was this a collection of songs that as you were writing them all said, we need to be band songs? Does it cohere that way for you?
Well, this one did, but because everything I was writing seemed to be somewhat so up-tempo, I think 11 out of 13 songs on this record are kind of mid-tempo upwards.
Mm-hmm.
It really seemed like that was the only way to do it. So, which was convenient because that's what the record company were happy to accept anyway. So mm-hmm. it was good timing.
And so you went out to L.A. and mm-hmm. did it in the old Boulevard Studio.
The old Boulevard Studio, which used to be called the Producer's Workshop. It was very popular in the, I think, 60s, 70s. It was owned by Liberace, which is a slightly bizarre twist on things. but thankfully stripped of any flamboyant decor at this point.
Uh-huh.
But it's a great sounding room. We had a great time there. And, it's all recorded analog, which we love.
Right. And you produced this one.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I'm incredibly proud of myself. it was nothing, really.
Now, you've lived here in the States a long time, so this may sound like a strange question. Mm. But to me, I hear this as a very American sounding album. Does that sound weird to you or, you know...
Yeah, it sounds a bit weird to me,
because
I don't hear it that way at all. But,
okay. I'm thinking of things
John,
like...
you're entitled to your film.
Well, you know, we heard a snippet of The Storm Won't Come, you know, which rides on a Bo Diddley beat.
Kind of, you know. But, I can counter-argue that all these rhythms go back to European roots as well.
Right. But you also use the phrase sea to shining sea in another song.
Yeah, well, that is a reference to America specifically, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not excluding America or downgrading America from its remarkable status.
Yeah. Its remarkable status as a divided states of America right now. So
it could do with a wee overhaul. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, how much of this is kind of... There is some darker imagery in a lot of the songs. How much of this is a response to darker times?
I think most of the songs, suggest optimism, actually. There are songs that sound kind of apocalyptic, but it's like a good apocalypse, you know. Like it's going to be tough, but once we get through it, better times ahead.
Right.
So I think that's, if you want to pick an underlying theme, I think it's a bit more like that.
So... one of the other kind of quasi-American things that I was hearing in at least some of the songs, like the one you're going to do next for us on the record,
mm-hmm.
has this kind of soft, almost quasi-gospel choir effect on it. So besides the trio, there are other singers who are making appearances here, right?
Yeah, there are other singers singing harmony, which is a nice thing, you know. Well, this next song is called My Rock, My Rope, and it's... you could take it as asking for help from a higher being or from a fellow human being.
Right.
You could take it either way.
Although the title, My Rock, My Rope, you know, we think of Rock of Ages and,
I've met a few rocks in my time as well. There's a few human rocks out there too, and we need them.
Mm.
We do, yeah.
So... this...
I didn't answer the question, by the way, but that's okay.
That's okay. But you know, so the choral effect on this song is really lovely.
Yeah, you know, it's just really simple. I wasn't thinking of gospel terms. I just put some ooze on, and it came out the way it came out, which was quite nice.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's just you here in the studio, so no ooze, but...
Well, I'm relying on you, John.
I shall keep my own counsel. Richard Thompson is performing for us here in the studio today. The album comes out on the 14th, called 13 Rivers, and then Richard will be back here in New York to play at Town Hall with the trio on November 11th. That's a Sunday. So let's hear this song called My Rock, My Rope.
In my pain, in my darkness, is my comfort and hope. In my loss and in my sorrow, is my rock, is my rope. Oh, give me the strength to bear it. Oh, give me the strength to see that this is not forever, but what must be, must be. In the cloud of my illusion, give me some way I can steer through the shoals and the shipwrecks till I see my way is clear.
Richard Thompson, live performance here in our studio with a song called My Rock, My Rope, which is on the new album 13 Rivers, coming out on September 14th. What does that title refer to, 13 Rivers?
Well, I had some pretentious idea that it's, you know, there's 13 songs and perhaps they have a riparian nature, and you know, the slow ones, fast ones, wiggly ones, straight ones. But then I realized it doesn't really stand up to intellectual scrutiny. But I sort of like the title, so I just kept the title, really. It's just nice, you know.
Well, as with songs, it, you know, everybody can sort of make of it what they will.
Yeah, but of course, my plan now is on our next tour is to plan a route that crosses exactly 13 rivers on the tour. It's going to be tough, but we can do it.
But Can you cross the 13 rivers without recrossing any one of them?
That'll be a challenge.
Yeah.
That will be a challenge.
Yeah. It's like, what was it, the city of Königsberg, which had the seven bridges, and it was like a mathematics problem. Could you cross the seven bridges without having to double back over one of them?
No, okay.
And I believe the answer was no, you could not. It could not be done.
Well, I'm never going there anyway.
Well, it's no longer there. It's now a Russian city called Kaliningrad.
Okay, so, well, there you go. Yeah,
yeah. So much for mathematics and Eastern Europe. Let's talk instead about your songwriting camp, which you have done for many years. Are you still doing that?
Oh, yes, yes. This last summer was our seventh year. It's up in the Catskills. It's a beautiful location, gorgeous location, up past Woodstock, up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we get 100-plus people every year. It's a guitar and songwriting camp. So we have wonderful teachers. We had Patty Griffin this year.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Colvin is a regular attendee. My son Teddy Thompson comes. Martin Simpson, Martin Carthy have both been guitar teachers. It's just a wonderful thing. And from this has developed this wonderful community of past and present attendees who keep in touch with each other. And people just love it, you know. People, you know, it's a highlight of my year, and I think it's a highlight of other people's years as well.
Well, you know, so do you teach? Do you teach guitar?
I
mean,
yes,
because
I do.
You have such a strange hybrid way of playing, where you have both a pick between two fingers, but then the other fingers are doing finger style.
Yeah, exactly. It's a technique. You know, probably more electric guitar players do it than acoustic players. Sometimes it's slightly counterintuitive on the acoustic. Someone like Glenn Campbell used to use that technique.
Really?
I think Albert Lee uses it sometimes. It's just a kind of convenience. But having become a convenience, there are things you can do with that technique that you can't do in any other way. Like you can do like a double time thing on the low strings, and then you can play accents. You know, when I was a kid, I always listened to pianists, and I was always very frustrated because a pianist can be very independent with two hands.
Right.
And could kind of lag the beat and things between hands. I can't do that, but sometimes you can break things down on the guitar and kind of divide your right hand into two and do different syncopations. So.
So do you teach that? You teach guitar?
Yeah, sure,
side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for a price.
Now, what about songwriting? I mean, is that something that can be taught?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think, well, you can't say use this word here, use that note there. It's not quite that definable.
Right.
But you can say this is good taste in songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is rubbish taste in songwriting. it's opinionated. It's opinionated. But I think you can get people flowing, which is a very important thing. You can get people to find that creative mood where things start to come out, and you can, you know, give people examples of a great song. This is a great song. How does this make you feel? How do you do that? How do you arrive at that point? So I think you can. I think maybe 3/4 of the time, you talk around songwriting, but at least you're hopefully inspiring people.
So it's not the craft, it's the art that you're trying to get
at. It's a craft as well. I mean, there is a craft to it, absolutely.
There sure
a craft
is,
to it.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with that, absolutely. But there is an art to it as well. And I think a lot of what we teach at camp is a kind of philosophy, you know, of music.
Yeah.
And I think if you can get that, then you have everything.
So who taught you songwriting? Where did you learn to write songs like, you know, Storm Isn't Going to Come, or 1952 Vincent Black Lightning, or any of the other?
Well, when I was like 10, 11 years old, I'd be very bored as a kid. You know, like the weather would be terrible. This is growing up in London. And it'd be Sunday when there's nothing on TV or radio. So I'd start looking at the bookshelf in my house, and there'd be collections of Robert Burns and Walter Scott and border ballads, you know. So I start reading these ballads, you know, the Doughy Dens of Yarrow and things like this. And, basically discounted it as not being very interesting. But when it came to writing songs, I think some of that really penetrated quite deeply. And I thought, oh, I know how to do this. but because I kind of studied unconsciously when I was a kid. So all that stuff, I think, went in. And when it came time to regurgitate it, I was able to do it.
So when you say border ballads, you mean things like Edward?
Yes, My Son Edward, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that blood upon your sword, My Son Edward?
Right.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, you know, and it must have had an effect on me.
Yeah. And of course, those are the cheeriest songs you could possibly imagine, those.
Well, they are, but, you know...
no, they're not.
But if you put them into the context in which they would have been sung, you know, 200-300 years ago,
yeah,
where this was entertainment, and sometimes something a bit spooky was, you know, something that gave you a bit of a chill would be, you know, a bit like, you know, going to see a horror film or something.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of stayed with you, I guess, through a lot of your songwriting over the years.
Well, I'm very influenced by folk traditions, which some people see as being dark, and I just see as being normal. So there's either a problem with me or the world. I'm not quite sure which one it is.
I can't speak for you, but I can speak for the world. And it's pretty strange out there right now, mm-hmm. both in your home country and your adopted one.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Strange times.
Trying times. And Trying is the name of this next song. Who is the female singer on this song with you on the record?
I think that's Siobhan Kennedy, who's a wonderful singer. She's based in Nashville. She's the wife of Ray Kennedy, who's a recording engineer.
Huh.
And she's from Liverpool in England, which is why I love her accent. So I love to sing with her. And she was in a really bad sort of disco band in the 70s called the River City People, which had, I think, one UK hit. But don't hold that against her. She's a really wonderful singer.
Yeah, I mean, the sound on the record is terrific.
Mm, yeah.
Again, we're talking about 13 Rivers, the latest from Richard Thompson, comes out on September 14th. You wanna play this song, Trying?
Let's see what happens. Yes, okay.
You think you are, you bend me till I break. And what kind of dance did you drag me to, like a Baptist I moan and shake. If I should fall off the shelf, I'm only trying to be true to myself, to be true. I'm trying. Thought I could fake forever, but I was wrong. I thought I could wait forever, I thought I was strong. I can't put on the brake forever, forever's too long. You shake me till what kind of house are you building for me? Oh, the sand shifts under my feet. What kind of pill did you slip in my tea? Oh, the bitter tea so sweet. If I should fall off the shelf, I'm only trying to be true to myself, to be true. I'm trying. Thought I could fake forever, but I was wrong. I thought I could wait forever, I thought I was strong. Can't put on the brake forever, forever's too long. You shake me till I don't know right from wrong, right from wrong. Right from wrong.
Trying is the name of the song from Richard Thompson, solo acoustic here in our studio. That song actually turned out to be a really great example of some of the things we were just talking about. First of all, the guitar style, that hybrid technique.
Mm, yeah.
The idea that you can somehow split your right hand and get, you know, two things. Have you ever tried the two-handed tapping technique?
I don't like it, though. I don't like the sound of it particularly.
Mm.
It's impressive what you can do, but sonically, it kind of takes away some of the emotion of the guitar, I think.
Hmm. I mean, it is literally using both hands, treating the fretboard almost like a keyboard, you know, with both hands.
Exactly. Yeah. And, Stanley Jordan was a converted pianist, he was very very easily able to adapt to that technique.
The jazz guitarist who in the 70s and 80s sort of popularized the technique. Mm. And then the other thing about that song is there's the one verse that's kind of a series of questions, you know, what kind of house are you building? What is the pill that you've slipped in my tea? Mm. Which again goes back to those old like murder ballads, you know?
Yeah, I guess
how come that blood all over your shirt, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that wasn't a conscious thing on your mind when you were writing this.
No, it wasn't, but, I like songs that ask questions. It's a nice thing.
Right, right.
There's other songs that answer questions, and that's a whole other category, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And sometimes, the fine art is in raising more questions than you answer.
That's the sign of great art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, so this album is largely electric, but there are a couple of, like in the song Oh Cinderella, sounds like a mandolin. Is that right?
Yeah, mandolins, accordions. I love playing mandolin, and it's nice to have an excuse to play it on a record. So if I can compose something for myself, so I myself can play mandolin on my own song, then why not?
So how many different other non-guitar instruments do you play?
Oh, none really. I mean, in a studio, I can fake all kinds of things. In the studio, I can play keyboards, I can play accordion. I can play hurdy-gurdy. I mean,
Okay.
Yeah, sure. But
there's an old Fairport Convention version of Renardyne where you're playing like a dulcimer, an electric dulcimer or something.
Yeah, we used
to
have an electric dulcimer. I used to play it sometimes, and Simon Nicol used to play it as well. It's just an instrument that if you put a certain amount of reverb on it, it would sound very spooky.
Yeah.
It would almost sound like a string orchestra or something.
Yeah.
We also used to have an electric auto harp, which was a great toy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to those.
Yeah. So the mandolin is for studio use only. You won't be touring with one.
I do. I played it live quite a lot. I'm not a bad mandolin player. I'm not bad. Not bad. I can play it in public.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're not bad.
But I didn't bring one today.
So the tour will be the trio, right? The electric trio.
Yeah, the tour is the trio, which is the same people that played on the record.
November 11th here in New York at Town Hall. The album is 13 Rivers. It comes out September 14th. And I mentioned Oh Cinderella. We'll hear just a little bit of that to wrap things up. But Richard, always a pleasure to have you with us, and congratulations on the new record.
Thank you so much. Thank you, John.
This is Soundcheck.
Oh Cinderella, you run like I'm Jack the Ripper. Won't you trade up your rags and slide your foot in the slipper? Your working class cool, but a glass slipper is hipper. Oh Cinderella, your rags are size chic. Do they come off the peg at your favorite boutique? Could you please spare the time to rain old tire at the creek? Well, I hope that you're listening. I'll stay to my case. I'll say it again till I'm blue in the face. Oh Cinderella, I'm not very house trained as true, but I wanna dust cobwebs with you.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. We'll